The proposal to revoke the sole citizenship of Australians suspected of terrorist activity is continuing to cause tension within coalition ranks. More than 40 backbenchers have now signed a letter to the Prime Minister calling for the tough stand to be included in legislation, but others are worried the change could set a dangerous precedent. One Liberal MP also wants the government to enforce the requirement that new citizens must be able to speak English. From Canberra, Julie Doyle reports.
The list of backbenchers calling for a hardline approach to citizenship has now grown to more than 40 signatories. They want the government to revoke the citizenship of Australian terror suspects if they're eligible to apply to another country instead. But some members of the backbench have no intention of signing the letter, and they haven't been asked to. South Australian Senator Corey Bernardi is one.
This sort of grab for power by governments, I think, is inherently dangerous.
But other MPs have defended the move. West Australian backbencher Dennis Jensen says the government must be tough on Australians who join terrorist groups. And Queensland MP Wyatt Roy says the proposal should be looked at, but with safeguards in place. The Assistant Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has told the Q&A program the government is dealing with an incredible threat.
I do not want to look in the eyes of an Australian family who's been a victim of a terrorist attack here in Australia and say, what else could have we done?
The opposition is prepared to support legislation to revoke the citizenship of dual nationals involved in terrorism, but wants to see the details of proposed legislation. But Labor's immigration spokesman Richard Marles is worried about extending that provision to sole Australian nationals.
And we also need to know who's actually running this. We have a petition from 40 backbenchers. It seems to be now opposed by Corey Bernardi. The minister seems unable to explain himself, let alone actually be able to explain the legislation that we may or may not see being put into the parliament. This, as a process, is a complete shambles.
Victorian Liberal MP Sharman Stone has signed the letter supporting the tough position on citizenship, but she wants the government to act in another area as well, to ensure new citizens can speak English.
I go to so many citizenship ceremonies in my electorate and in other people's electorates where, when they recite the oath, usually in unison at the request of the mayor or presiding, perhaps MP, there's a mumble of voices and you look closely at who's reciting the oath. I'm afraid a very significant number of non-English speaking background people cannot speak English. They can't understand what they're saying.
Sharman Stone says she's saddened by this and raised it in last week's party room meeting.
For a lot of my Middle East communities in my electorate, which is extraordinarily multicultural, and I love that fact, but for a number of the women from those cultural backgrounds, they're expected to be seen and not heard in their homes. And the only excuse, if you like, or the only trigger, or the only thing that gives them permission to leave the home and learn English is when they understand or it's made perfectly clear that they'll have to be able to speak English to get their citizenship.
Victorian Liberal MP Sharman Stone ending that report from Julie Doyle.